Okay, we're beginning Klal Samaches. We began briefly yesterday, so we'll start again. Klal Samaches, Adin Dover She'asa Mishum Sakana. Now, you know, I do dangerous things no matter what. Now, this simin has the things that are chidush that are sakana. Things like smoking, that's a sakana anyway. It doesn't say Shulchan Aruch. But Tvarma Sumishim Sakana means the things that we have a b'misayra are sakana. And it begins with Kiblu Chazal, the sakana bedavar lechol basar v'dag she'nizbashlu o'initzlu yachad. Now, I was pointed out yesterday that the Chachma Sadam does not prohibit eating meat and fish together. Only meat and fish that were cooked or roasted together. Very interesting. Shekoshel etzaras. If some fish falls into meat, meat that falls into fish, does this batel tamay, then it's batel command the lesser dami. That's also a subject of a machlokes, a Taz who holds chamir sekante meisura, and it's not batel b'shishim. But he passed because that it is batel b'shishim, like the shach. It's hard to say das yachid, but the prevalent meaning, it's something that's, it's hard to put into svaris in two directions. But certainly what's makubal by Klal Yisrael, at least by Ashkenazim, is that you don't eat them together at all. We have a meaning of mayim emtsoyim, of washing our hands between the meat and the fish, even though they're not cooked together just because you handle fish and handle meat. So, I don't know. So they mentioned that the Stechemed writes, he has a Kuntres HaMetzitza, he writes in the introduction that a lot of these expressions are expressions for some type of spiritual affliction. It means whatever Tzaras means. I don't know what Tzaras means either, but something along those lines. In parentheses, he holds that by Plitas Kalim does an Aser, another Kula, or he brings the Yesh Machmirim, that you don't have to have a separate fish pot. He brings a tour, I think, who's Machmir. Vim nafal shmom is shakarin spin l'tech eichel. If some type of fish falls into food, l'tech mashke, ein oimoyal sees shamuch da tam mishum aras. Whatever this fish is, as is even until shishim, b'slachim Yehuda. Vayim emogen Avram, the parenthesis, shekosav, shechem mi'elef, shimesukenes b'maychel, efshe yeslis b'chlahat yu'akopodim b'samach. V'gamatzasi b'sefer habrish, shekosav she'ein lohem aras klal. What? Sefer habrish. Sefer habrish is a makobel, early makobel. So, what does he mean? Echad mi'elef, shimesukenes b'maychel. This spin fish is only occasionally a mesukin, so therefore you can be mekel b'shishin. V'asa litzlay dog v'basa b'taner echad. You're not allowed to roast fish and meat at the same time in one oven or one grill. I feel them ainam munochim zeitzel zeh, even though they're not right next to each other. Ain kachashash the yizav min echad l'chaveray. It is no chashash that the gravy will flow from one to the other. I feel achi aser. I feel b'diyevet. The chamir is sakanta b'yisura, imloi b'tanur gadol, unless it's a big oven, like a baker's oven, ashiach b'yamachusa, does ain't shayach reicha. It's machlex in the gemara of reicha milsa, if the reach in an oven matters. Now we really paskin l'chatchila reicha milsa, but the evid reicha la milsa, that if you cook milk and meat in the same oven, if there's a chimney and there's no problem of zeya, that it doesn't aser. Nevertheless, by meat and fish especially, meat and fish have the strongest taste. They leave a lingering taste. So there, he's machmir on recha, unless it's a very big tanner. If bread was in the oven together with fish, you can eat it with meat, you can eat it with fish. Because that's, lesser degree of reyach. You're allowed to cook in separate pots. On one tana, the ain reyach yaitz mizel lezef, closed pots. Our tadish asosan legamri avze aser. in a sealed tanner, that's also us, even two pass next to each other. V'davka litznes levash yachad ikasakana, avalinimluchu yachad, you hear this? Even if they were pickled together, basar and dagim, v'makim shein v'yisim v'shum dam, mutter de'ein sakana b'malicha. There's no sakana salting them together, v'yashnegin lirchitz yedeim v'basar v'dagim, avalayim v'natsayrach. Nowadays, the custom is not to wash your hands between fish and meat. I don't think anybody has the custom. Although most of us eat with forks and don't have the problem. I'll tell you, sometimes when waiters carry fish to the table, they put one plate on top of the other. They pile two or three plates. So it comes out when they put the fish on your plate, the bottom of their plate has got fish on it, right? It's sitting on a fish. They put it down on that plate, you eat your fish, they take it away, and now you put meat right on top of the droplets of fish that are on your meat plate. So they pile one plate on the other, there's fish there, and they put it down, and it's problematic. My father told me that in Europe, where he came from, they would eat fish on the plate, and then they would turn it over and eat meat on the other side. The main dish would be, I don't know what does the tablecloth, but maybe they had disposables, I don't know. What? No tablecloths, okay. So
I've seen waiters in French service do sometimes one way to come with the main and one comes with the sides. Sometimes the main is on with the sides. So the chicken is there with the potatoes. Then you order a fish. And then he takes the sides from the chicken.
You mean the potatoes for have gravy of chicken and they put it together with the fish that you order. Okay?
These waiters, what are they?
Yeah, look, I don't blame them. I want to tell you, it's interesting that there is a, in Simon Tzadik Beis, I think it is, a source that fish and milk shouldn't be eaten together. Fish and milk shouldn't be eaten together. Beis Yaisu says that it's a sakara to have fish and milk together. Not cream cheese, milk. There's milk. The Shach writes on this Beis Yaisu, that's a printer's mistake. He writes, Nischalef loy basa b'cholav. It should have said fish and meat. Nischalef loy basa b'cholav. Instead of basa, he wrote cholav by mistake. But it doesn't fit well because it's not talking there about things of sakana. It's very hard to know. So the Chasam Sofer writes, Neman aleinu harambam roya gadol haroifim, that says there's no sakana milk and fish together. So, so you don't have milk and fish together. I think meat and fish. I think so. Meat and fish is the Sofer is talking about milk and fish.
I know, but meat and fish ram doesn't.
I don't know. I assume so based on some cipher, but I'm not certain. But, you know, what should I tell you? Bagels and lox and cream cheese, we eat together. I think the Sfaradim don't. It's a Beis Yosef. It's a Beis Yosef. I have a feeling the Sfaradim are more machmir than we are on this type of thing. If they're machmir, yeah. Well, they don't need a makar not to have bagels and lox that are bris, because there's no Yiddish shaminik. In another 100 years, there's going to be a Yiddish shaminik from Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, bagels delivered in the midbar straight from Brooklyn. Yeah. That's what happens with some things, you know. It's,
I'm not questioning the Rambam's.
Yeah, the Rambam's medical expertise.
Stuff refers to a physical damage rather than a spiritual.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. There's some Sefer writes it because he holds anyway that there's no source for it. He adds it. I don't know. At least in our circles, it's not. Separate fish pots, yes, for yes. Some people do, some people don't. But they eat meat and fish together. It's, I think, in the Kubal that we don't do it together. See, they have a meeting, they drink schnapps between the fish and the meat, so they wash out their mouth in between. What? Kinuach, yeah, I suppose so. So you eat some challah in between, you eat some, it doesn't have to be schnapps, you realize. Coca-Cola or something.
Yeah, chicken and
these things, it's hard to know what to be medaber nasal milsa. The meaning is to be mad.
The meaning is that the chicken soup after.
Oh, the chicken soup after you filter it. Could be. Anyway, that's the most famous of all the sakanis. Number two, beis, not well known. Tzarch lizor mizeyas adam. Sweat itself is a sakana. She calls zeyas adam sam hamoves. Chutz mizeyas haponim, except for the sweat of the face. You shouldn't stick your bagel between your shirt and your body. It's also not proper to put money into your mouth. Germs. Somebody is a chayla is going to touch the money. Money goes through many hands. And they say there's no clean money around, right? It's always a problem. So this is the idea of sweat. The halacha is that you have to wash your hands after you touch sweaty parts of your body. You touch a cover part of your body. If you're sweating in your face, you don't have to touch your hands. Rabbi Yaakov used to say about the mokum tefillin, that's not mistaver, that when you put your tefillin, you have to wash your hands. If you touch that area. So, I don't know. If it depends if there's sweat, then it depends if there's sweat. The Kaf HaChaim holds that this idea that if you touch your parts of your body, you have to wash your hands, is only if it's sweat. He says it's right after a shower, you don't have to wash. It's an idea of the sweat, not of necessarily the covered parts of the body. So, so sweat is also a sakana. Gimel? It's interesting. If a person touches his hair, he doesn't have to wash his hands. If a person scratches, he has to wash his hands. There are two mashmais in the Mishnah Berurah in two places. If it means scratching your hair only under your yarmulke, the part that's covered, just like your body, or even on the side. So Rav Palmu didn't have many habits. He had a habit of scratching Moshe's hair. He apparently held that you don't have to wash your hands after you scratch your hair where it's not covered. So the smaller the yarmulke, the more eligible area you have. Chassidim have an idea that if you can't figure out a Gemara, you pull your payas and it helps you figure out the Gemara. So what should I say? Now there is a makar that if you can't figure out a Gemara, you should stand near the Menorah. I forgot what the makar is, a Medrash, I believe, that you should learn that. It doesn't mean you should use the light, but it means that the Menorah is Mashpia. So, I don't know, I tried tonight to prepare the Navi Shir near the Menorah episode. It was a good shir, and then I had written that on the side that I spoke about it a year ago. I spoke about the Chachmi Tveria and the Mesaira coming from Tveria. I have a little mark there, Toshin Ayin Vavayin. Alright.
But isn't it a practice that if you're davening and you scratch your hair, you're supposed to wash your hair?
So that's the question, what part of your hair it applies to? If it applies to only under the yarmulke or any part of your hair. Mishnah Berurah is unclear. In one place it seems to say one way, in another place another way, so it's not so clear.
So what do you
do? Wipe your hands in your bag. If you want to wash, you can wash. Under the yarmulke, you certainly have to wash. I don't know what to tell you, when you're on a bag, it's something that cleans you. The smaller the yarmulke, the better off, I hear. Okay, Gimel. Asalite tashal emashkin tachas hamita. This is, I made a list of the 10 most common questions at Camp Aguda for the Rav that was coming up the next trip. So one of the most common questions is food and drink that's under the bed. I told people, give it to a Sfardi. The Sfardim don't have the minig. The Ashkenazim have this minig. Asalite tafshal mashkin under a bed. Afiluay mechusim yin mitzkavit shiruach ra shayr alayim. I shouldn't say the Sfardim. I'd say, I told them that the Sfardim could do it. It's only Ashkenaz meaning. Someone brought me a tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef that he says, b'makom hefsid, it could be meikel, but otherwise it should be machmer. So this idea of putting food under the bed, it's not only when you're sleeping. It doesn't say anything about sleeping. It says not to store food under the bed. So in the Shulchan Aruch says cooked food. And the Pesach tshuva brings from, I think, the Gra, all food. That any food should not be kept under the bed. So that's what you do. So then you have all the interesting shailas. What about on the airplane? You stick it under the seat in front of you, and the guy's sleeping there. It's not a bed. Yeah, once you get first class, then it is a bed. It's an issue. Not first class. Yeah. What about a bunk bed? You put it on the bottom bed of the bunk bed. So the rule is what? Is the share of time? It's also a good question. I don't know. These things, usually, and these spooky stuff that we don't understand, usually the rule is, if you're Mishana from what it says, it could be Megal. It's only what it says explicitly. But okay, so you don't store things under the bed. Dalid, Asa Leilach B'Mokam Sakana. Person's not allowed to walk in a dangerous place. Kedan Kir Nortui, like a wall that's tilted. V'Gesha Ru'ua, or a bad bridge. U'Kiyaitza B'Zeh. The Geder of Sakana in Chazal is more than Chazal Cheshish even for a distant Sakana. You have to be careful. V'lo yetzi yechidi b'layla. A person should not go out alone at night. V'lo yishin yechidi b'cheder. This Mishnah Berurah brings as well. You should not go to sleep alone in a room. The Eitzah that's brought is to turn on a light in the room. V'asa lishtais min anaharais. O'laniach pival kiloach mayim. You shouldn't drink straight from a river, or put your mouth on where water is flowing. Because there may be insects that are dangerous floating in the river or in the kiluach. Certainly in swamps, where it's common to have maluka, leeches. A person doesn't rely on miracles. Mitzvahs asay lahasirai. Anything that's dangerous, he doesn't mean only dangerous for death. There's glass in the street, it's a mitzvah to remove it. Uli shamer mimen, uli zar bedavar yafa yafa. Diksiv yishamer l'chosh v'nashecha miyayin. Be extremely careful, with your life. Vim lay hasir v'niach ha-machshavas ha-sheikh nisasasmei b'sakana. Hari bitl mitzvahs asay zu, even if nothing happened to him. It's a bitl mitzvah seva over alav the loisasim damim b'visechem. Now, here it needs an explanation. What's called sakana? What's not called sakana? Someone asked me if cigarettes are asur. I asked them, what about potato chips? Also, right? So what's the geder of what's asur? If you stay in your house, you're like less likely to be hurt than if you go outdoors. Why don't you stay home all day? So there's a rule of shomer psoim Hashem. Because I'll say, something that society considers to be safe is not also Mishum Sakana. It does not do with statistics. If society considers it to be safe, then you're allowed to. That's a Ramesh's Tshuva, written in around 1970, that smoking is mutter because of Shemer Psalm Hashem. The world has changed. What? That was after the Surgeon General's warning. After the Surgeon General's warning, but it was still Mikubal. It was still accepted. Today, I mentioned to the boys who were schmoozing that, you know, used to be people smoked in the Beis Medrash. They said, what? People smoked in the Beis Medrash? They couldn't believe it. I said, I had a Rebbe who smoked in class. He said, what? You really smoked? They couldn't believe it. I said, it's okay. We tell them, the boys who pull out their cell phones in the middle of the Beis Medrash or their smartphones, they'll also say, what? You pull out a cell phone. No. So, you know, it's what you're used to. That's all. Normal is what you're used to. So, it changed. It could be today Ramesh would hold that it's us. It's interesting, Chakira. It's Shemir Psalm Hashem. The Gemara says it. The Gemara says that you shouldn't do a bris. You push off a bris if it's a windy day. And the Gemara says, windy days are dangerous for a bris. So the Gemara says, nobody pushes off a bris a windy day. So the Gemara says, since no one's careful, Shemir Psalm Hashem. The question is what it means. The Shemir Psalm Hashem means that if no one's careful, there's an extra Shmira. The statistics of danger change. What does it mean? No, the statistics are the same, but it's mutter, because Shem Psalm Hashem is a guideline on what you do. There seems to be a difference of opinion on the matter. Because in smoking, to say Shem Psalm Hashem, you know, the statistics are not good for, I mean, there are people who smoke till their old age, but you're putting yourself in a risk group that's chalila dangerous. You may be putting other people. Could be. Anyway, it ends, v'chein also l'slat yachid u'listaper. It's also to be in yichud, or to take a haircut, v'lite tinuk, etzel v'nekes akum. You're not allowed to go to a goyish barber for a haircut. The chashash was, he would take off more than your hair. It would be dangerous. L'srapes v'na akum, or go to a goyish doctor. V'makim shi'e safik shemi argan, or places where you may kill the person. So I don't know, you know, we like to believe that today, Baruch Hashem, it's a better world. Certainly the barbers are not as dangerous as they used to be. So we don't practice the sister, but okay. Today people leave children with Gaisha babysitters. Okay. It's accepted. Okay, Thursday, Bezos Hashem, we'll try to finish this sentence.